Yes, Bond, James Bond. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. We made it to the weekend, and everybody's working for the weekend and all that kind of stuff. So, wow, this part of the show, I'd like to bring in two absolutely unrelated things, if that's okay with you. Are we cool? First of all, just a closing comment on the whole hockey injury thing, which we got into again because I didn't think we spent enough time on it the other day with the death of Adam Johnson on the ice in the UK. excuse me, my brother played hockey. He's in his 60s today and was hit with a slap shot in the eye when he was 13 years old. It was the only game my parents did not attend until the day they died. Felt responsible because he wasn't taken to the hospital, nor did anyone advise my parents until after the game. At that time, they did not wear cages or eye coverings until after my brother was hurt. His doctor was instrumental in trying to get hockey players to wear some kind of eye coverings. He's totally blind in that eye, despite several corneal transplants. He was laid up for 2 years. I remember a guy, famous guy, sent him a letter because he also had one eye and wanted to let him know he was successful and not to give up. There is a big write-up in the Buffalo News about it. Wait, mean the Buffalo News actually covered, like, local stuff at one point, maybe without a political agenda? Wow. Several Buffalo Sabres came to see him. My daughter is 25 and still plays hockey, plays on a men's beer league and a women's league. No one wears a neck guard. She played hockey in Canada for years. They gave you penalties for not having a neck guard or if you didn't wear your mouth guard correctly. She had many penalty minutes for that. Ooh, must have been a big hit with teammates. My heart breaks for Adam Johnson's family. I'm hoping my daughter's beer league, which is sanctioned by USA Hockey, advises them they have to wear neck guards now. And yeah, you know what? I'm not somebody who believes that you live your life in a bubble, but I do believe, as I've said before on many occasions, that when there is risk that can be mitigated without a major, without a big deal being made out of it, why not mitigate the risk? I mean, I did it voluntarily with my mother's homemade neck guard in the 1970s. I wish we could have bought the neck guards that are out there today because it would have been effective. Absolutely. But couple of other things that I want to get into here. First of all, I've done this a couple of times before, and I'll know very shortly whether I'm making a mistake by your input or lack thereof into the show. But, you got to be careful on the radio when it comes to jokes because there's a lot of things, a lot of things I'd like to say sometimes that I think are pretty funny, but I have to hold myself back and say, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I gotta watch. So, anyway, do you have any good stupid jokes, like jokes that you can actually tell on the radio? And usually the stupider the joke, the quicker it is. And I'm all about, like, I don't know, I like silly jokes. I like plays on words. And if past experience is any indication, so do you. And I think, if memory serves, I may have done this show for the first time the Friday after Halloween last year. And I started off the show. It was a Halloween joke. And it went like this. Skeleton walks into a bar and says, "I'd like a beer and a mop." Takes a second. Ah, but of course the skeleton needs a mop because there's no innards. I thought that was a funny joke when I heard it. Then, of course, you get the jokes like, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. 803-093. You got any jokes like that? I mean, they are legion. They're almost like demons, actually. They are, in fact, legion. One of the funniest thing too is, I'm sorry, but Horse walks into the bar. Bartender says, "Why the long face?" Sorry. That never gets old. Not for me. It never gets old. Do you have any jokes like that? Like, hey, did you hear about the new restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. Oh, I'm sorry. That's kind of cute. You want to try your hand at these? Because you've got to have better ones than I. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And frankly, look, there's nothing wrong with a short joke. Stephen Wright has made a career in out of many one-liners. Mitch Hedberg, most of Mitch Hedberg's jokes are very short, but they're funny as all get out. Mitch Hedberg is no longer with us. Stephen Wright is with us. And unfortunately, Mitch Hedberg, almost said Mitch Dedberg, which would have been appropriate, but Mitch Hedberg was unfortunately a victim of his own demons. And I, you know what? You can go back and you can listen to Mitch Hedberg stuff today, and it is still just absolute comedy gold. Like, an escalator can never be out of order. It can only turn into stairs. Sorry for the convenience. Sorry. That's a funny joke. That is a funny joke. It was less funny recently in Jamaica when a certain resort had escalator problems, and there were roughly 500 stairs that had to be mounted first thing in the morning when it was very, very hot and humid. And I'm not a morning person to begin with, and by the time we made it to breakfast, I was pretty much dehydrated. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, we'll stick with this. Give me your stupid jokes. I don't care how stupid they are. Give us your jokes. Make people laugh. Entertain them. Leave them with a smile. Head them into the weekend thinking good things. Here is Chapman in Lancaster on WBEN. Good call, Tom. Thank you. Chapman, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you, Milo. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad that the love is reciprocated. I'd hate to think that it was unrequited.
Last time I called in and you referred to me as my love, I looked at my friends and said, see, he loves me. How come you guys don't? And yeah.
Well, it's a figure of speech. If I do it for the ladies, I got to do it for the guys. And one of the things I love about how people from the UK speak is they will use the word love a lot. And I kind of ripped it off from the UK and some movies I've watched. But anyway, what you got a joke for us?
Yes, I have a couple for you. Another bar one for you. Mushroom walks into a bar. Bartender looks at him and says, "We don't serve your kind here." Mushroom replies, "Why not? I'm a fun guy."
Okay, that's awesome. But before we leave the world of fun guy, this is one of the earliest earworm videos on the internet. I've played it from time to time. Have you ever seen the video Mushroom, Mushroom, Badger, Badger, Badger?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to advise everybody to do a Google search. In fact, Tanner back at the radio station, I'm sure he's already on this behind the glass there. But the Mushroom, Mushroom, Badger, Badger, Badger video, once you watch it, it is with you forever. But I love the joke about the mushroom going into the bar. We don't serve your kind. Why not? I'm a fun guy. What do you have next?
Two more. Did you hear about the church that burned down? Holy smoke.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I shouldn't be laughing at that one because I could be accused of fomenting hate crimes.
I know. That one I know. It's right on the edge. It's like kind of offensive, but maybe not. It's just like, ah. But the last one I got is what happened to the frog's car after it got into an accident? It got towed.
What happened to the frog's car after it got towed? All right, did you make that up or did you read that somewhere?
I know these are ones I've heard from various places, and I've just remembered them when you were asking about. Anyone know any cheesy jokes and all that. They just popped in my head, and I'm like, oh, yeah, let me share.
Yeah, they're good stuff, man. You made me laugh, I'll tell you that much. I love the fun guy one. Thank you very much, Chapman. I appreciate it, my love.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, don't be offended if I say that. If I say it to your wife or your girlfriend, really, don't be offended. If I say it to you and you're a dude, don't be offended. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, Tanner, I'm quite sure you found the earworm video. Should we hear maybe 30 seconds of it? My kids turned me onto this. Mushroom. 25 years ago. And it goes on and on and on, and what you see in the video is a whole bunch of badgers popping up, doing jumping jacks, a mushroom, and a snake slithering along. If you watch it once, it becomes part of your soul. Just so you're aware of what you're getting yourself into when you look up mushroom, badger video online. And I'll let you in on a little secret before we go to traffic. Sometimes if I'm not having a real good day, I will put that video on and everything just melts away and I leave the room smiling and also somewhat psychotic. We're doing silly, corny jokes. Haven't done it in a while, and I think I first did it exactly 1 year ago today. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Henri in Orchard Park, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Yes, sir.
What do you call it when a cow jumps over a barbed wire fence? An utter catastrophe.
Oh, you milked that one for all it was worth, sir.
As much as I can.
Do you have any others along those lines?
Nothing else that's appropriate or that I can think of right now.
Hey, I'm glad it wasn't a bull because that's where my mind was going.
Yeah, that one's not appropriate.
I can think of a few punchlines on that one, but I can't really say them on the radio. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. An utter catastrophe. I love these. Your corny jokes, man. I mean, you might have gotten them from your kids. You might have picked the whole skeleton walks into a bar, says I'd like a beer and a mop. That was told to me by a woman in her 50s last year. And I don't know why. I just thought it was one of the funniest darn things I ever heard. And that's I actually turned it into an hour-long show, which I'm doing right now, actually. Here is John in Sanborn. John, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Well, let's put it this way. It's Friday.
There you go, living the dream. So a polar bear walks into a bar and says, I'll have a rum and a Coke. The bartender says, what's with the paws? He says, I was born with them. And that's all I got that fit for the airwaves, brother.
Can I tell you something? Okay.
Sure.
Like, I make my living with sound, and sometimes I use pauses on the radio because Paul Harvey used to say sometimes a pause is the most potent communication tool there is. But your sense of timing telling that joke was flawless. It was you nailed the timing of that joke, sir.
I'm glad it came out, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it.
You have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Absolutely. And I know some of these jokes are going to come back to me tonight, so I'm ready for that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. See, a lot of it is timing and phrasing. And same is true with singing. And I don't claim to be a great singer anymore, but here is Linda in Buffalo. Linda, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I have something quick. I heard it years ago. And before I tell this joke, I'll tell you, I am an older person. I'm 68 years old. So what is 4 feet long and has 7 teeth?
My zipper? No. What?
The front row at a Willie Nelson concert.
Oh, God.
A Okay, that's all I have. So I'm going to let you go. I know you're going to go into a break. So
of course. Okay.
I was hoping that would go over okay.
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It's totally a stereotype, but I love it. And yeah, I think I mentioned.
I gave you my age first. So.
Well, that's not an exculpatory factor in whether or not people don't like you. Ask Paula Deen. But anyway, thank you very much. I'm sure people adored the joke. Absolutely. I don't know, guys. I love these corny jokes. Now, look, we have a relationship, you and I, all right? I know it sounds kind of trite and corny, but we do have, after all these decades, a relationship. So I'm going to tell you now is a bad time to call because you're going to be on hold for like 10 minutes. But when the clock starts ticking into 5:35, load up those phone lines so I don't have to work. Okay. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. Load up the phone line so you can entertain your fellow listeners with your corny jokes. Even Wenger loves this show. Yes, Tim Wenger adores this particular topic. I'll do it like a few times a year, and it just seemed like today was a good day for it. Such a great song, Bob Dylan. Yeah, I feel like kind of a hypocrite when it comes to Dylan because I really like his stuff through about like the mid 80s and previous, but I'm sorry, what he's doing in concert now, it's like, yeah, no thanks. It's just not a set list I really want to pay to see. Anyway, how you doing? It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So your corny jokes. I love jokes. Just one thing, remember, I've got a dump button. Anything even remotely questionable to the FCC and Cotton Mather in charge of the FCC is dumped off the air immediately. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Thought I'd put a little extra pressure on Tanner Saunders there behind the glass, doing a great job as always, pitching a perfect game. Much as Evan DePasquale did earlier this week. We've got a good crew here at WBEN. Not great, but good. Here's, kidding. Here's, I'm the weak link, baby. Here's Jimmy in Elma. Jimmy, you're on WBEN. What's your joke, man?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking the call. So, as I was telling your screener, I said, this actually happened to my mom. She was, in light of Halloween just going by, she had serving out candy, and there was a little kid that came up, and he was dressed as a pirate. So he's standing there by his house. He puts the candy in, and she says, where's your buccaneers? And he said, on my bucking head.
Come on. That's an old joke. Are you telling me that really happened?
It really happened. Absolutely.
Oh. My goodness, that was borderline, but I rule it, I deem it acceptable. But I know I've seen or heard that joke before. To think that it actually happened in the real world actually, in some sick way, gives me hope for America's future.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you very much. And if you ask me, the Buccaneers got bucked out of that game last week. I'm sorry. People don't like it when I say that. Here's Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, you are on WBEN. Hello.
How you doing? Bear with me on this one. It takes a couple seconds here. So a guy walks into a pet store, and he asks the pet store owner, he says, I'd like to buy a parrot. So the guy takes him over to the parrots. He picks out a parrot. And as he's checking out, the guy says, well, if you want the parrot to talk, you got to file his beak down, but don't file it down too far. Because if you do, when he goes to take a drink of water, the water will go up his nose and he'll drown. He goes, okay. Gets in his car. He's got his parrot on his shoulder. Goes over to the hardware store. Walks in with the parrot on his shoulder. The guy at the hardware store says, I know exactly what you want. You want a file, don't you? And he says, yeah. He goes, come on right over here. He gives him a file. He takes him to the cash register. And as he's checking him out, he says, whatever you do, don't file his beak down too far, because if you do, when he goes to take a drink of water, the water will go up his nose and he'll drown. So 2 days later, He goes back to the pet store with his head hung low, and the pet store owner says, "What's the matter?" He goes, "I need another parrot." He said, "I told you not to file the beak down too low, because then when he goes to take a drink of water, the water will go up his nose and he'll drown." He says, "He was already dead when I took his head out of the vise."
Oh my. Okay. I
think about it.
I know. It's sick. And Gina Latuca from the SPCA is probably going to send me a very angry text in about 3 seconds. Ordinarily not into, I mean, it was obviously a joke. I can deal with it that way. So, obviously a joke, not to be taken seriously. Thank you very kindly. I'm sorry. I do think it's funny.
I am a parrot owner, so I tell that joke all the time. But
What kind? Do you have an African gray?
No, it's a yellow-necked conure.
And they live roughly how long?
I'm hearing about 80 years. I've already had them for 20, so.
Okay, and have you made provisions for the pet's care should you check out unexpectedly?
Well, I have actually. My daughter has been trying to warm up to the parrot, but he actually only likes me, but... she will once in a while hold them, so I think she's preparing for this. But I'm only 58, so I still got plenty of years. I got probably about 50 more years going in me.
Yeah, Mister. Listen to the optimism here. Listen to the optimism. Yeah. Well, I hope you do. But the reason I mentioned, I'm not sure how smart conures are, but African gray parrots. There was one that lived a long time, and the experts said by the time it died, it was as smart as a 5-year-old child.
Well, I will say this, the more time you spend with them, the more they learn. And this bird, actually, when you ask him, can you talk? He says, "I can talk. Can you fly?"
Are you serious?
Yeah, the pet store actually taught him that because they spend so much time with them. People would, can you talk? Can you talk? And the bird says, "I can talk. Can you fly?"
Now, I got to tell you a little story. I got to tell you a little story here, okay, based on what I've heard from Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Sometimes they have to rehabilitate parrots who come in to be adopted because the previous owner cursed a lot, and these parrots will swear up a storm. So do you kind of watch what you say?
Let me tell you one quick funny thing. When my kids were children and they used to sit on the potty, when they were done, they used to say, "I'm done." And now the bird constantly says, "I'm done," because I had 4 children, so we went through 4 of them. And the bird kept hearing that, and now he's picked it every time he goes to the bathroom. He says, "I'm done."
So, well, how did he know what was going on behind the closed doors?
I have no clue. He wasn't even in the same room.
But, wow, that's really interesting. That's a smart bird you've got there. Thanks.
He's impressive.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, the birds are just, we think about bird brain, and it's like an insult, but the crow, the common corvid that you see, a lot of people don't like crows. In literature, they get a bad rap as being harbingers of death, doom, gloom, and destruction, but they are incredibly smart, and they communicate to each other when a human being is nice to them and when a human being is a jerk to them. Unfortunately, I've yet to have a crow land on my shoulder, but a guy can always hope. Here's Donna in Buffalo and WBEN. Donna, welcome. You've got a corny joke for us.
So corny, they call me the Colonel, Tom.
Well, let's see if we can make this one pop.
So these two guys are talking at work, and the one guy says, "Hey, I heard a rumor that the boss is going to start firing people based on their posture, and I have a hunch I'm next." A little delayed there, but okay, hunch.
Okay. I got it. Absolutely, immediately. But, of course, in the real world, the Americans with Disabilities Act and a number of workplace human resources laws would kick into effect.
And I just want to say real quick, I love that joke, too, with the skeleton and the mop. My mom told me that years ago. She had a great sense of humor. But just the whole premise of it is just great, just the whole setup, Oh, a beer and a mop. And then you just I don't know. I just laughed hysterically.
Sometimes it takes people a few seconds to get it, and it works best right around Halloween.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this one, but how come witches can't get pregnant?
Is this going to be like okay for the radio, Tanner? Stand by.
So.
Okay, why can't witches get pregnant?
Because their husbands have Halloweenies.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ciao.
I gotta go. All righty then. Well, that was acceptable. That was acceptable. And right now, there are guys going through divorce and child support who are saying, "Don't tell me witches can't get pregnant." Just saying. Here is Jack in Alden, I believe it is. Jack, you got a corny joke for us on this Friday? You're on WBEN.
I got a couple of quick ones, Tom. Grilled cheese sandwich walks into a bar, sits down, says, "I'll have a burger." Bartender says, "No, I don't think so." He goes, "Why not?" He goes, "Because we don't serve food here."
Nice.
Why did the old man fall in the well?
Why?
Because he could not see that well.
Oh, I should have seen that one coming.
What do you call a hippie's wife?
Wait, what do you call a what's wife?
A hippie's wife.
I don't know what.
Mississippi.
Oh, jeez. All right. It's always good to work in a state every now and again into these jokes. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Your corny jokes, this is just so much fun. I'm sorry. Like, even as grown-ups who may be rather fond of George Carlin and some of Lenny Bruce's stuff and some of the more risque guys that are out there now and women like Amy Schumer, these are still cute and funny. Here's Carl on WBEN. Carl, you are on. Go ahead.
Guy goes into a library and asks the librarian for books on paranoia. She looks right at him and whispers, "They're right behind you."
I love it.
Okay. My wife says, "I have two major faults. I don't listen, and something else."
Yeah, I saw that one coming, or did I hear that one coming?
Okay, I just saw a burglar kicking in his own door. He must have been working from home. A friend of mine got kidnapped by a group of mimes. They did unspeakable things to him. I was so confused earlier today. My printer was playing music. It turns out that the paper was just jamming.
Oh, God.
Last night, I accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of the chapstick. She still hasn't talked to me. Okay, what did the horse say after he tripped?
I don't know.
I've fallen, and I can't giddy up.
Oh, man. You must have practiced for this.
And speaking of Mitch Hedberg, I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something.
All right, good stuff. I got nothing. That was like a greatest hits collection. You want to do a couple more?
Let's see here. I think that might be about it. There was one that I saw a little boy told a joke, and he kind of surprised the TV people when they heard the punchline. He said, "A vegan and a vegetarian jumped off a cliff to see which one would land first. Who wins?"
I don't know.
Society.
Oh, jeez. Thank you. And with that, I need to go because that one may get me into trouble. That was some good stuff. But again, he rattled off five jokes in less than a minute. That's not bad. That's the nice thing about these corny jokes. And most of these you can tell to your kids and enjoy them mightily. 803-0930. Star 930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. It's corny joke time. I think I did this exactly 1 year ago today. That is to say, the Friday after Halloween. And what started it was a friend of mine saying, so a skeleton walks into a bar, says, give me a beer and a mop. And things have just kind of gone downhill from there. Let's go to traffic, get you home on time, hopefully on a Friday. And don't forget, the clocks go back an hour, Saturday night into Sunday. I like to stay up late at night and watch them spin wildly from the atomic clock in Colorado. Let's go to Tim in Kensington on WBEN or somewhere near the Kensington. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Yes, sir.
How did Jesus walk on water?
Okay, is this going to get me in trouble and have me called a blasphemer who's going straight to hell?
No, it'll get me in trouble.
Okay, Tim, how did Jesus walk on water?
Tom Brady showed him how.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All I got. I can't do a compilation.
All right. Well played. Well played. Thank you very much. You know, the funny thing is there are probably people who are going to take that literally. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Paul in West Seneca. I told you these calls were going to be fast and furious and quick and to the point. Paul, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, a piece of string walks into a bar, and he looks at the bartender, and he says, I've had the worst day of my life. And the bartender points up on the wall, and he says, no string served. So he walks out, and he comes back in, and the bartender looks at him and says, your string, and look at the sign, no string served. So he goes outside, and he ties his head into a knot, and he burns the top of his hair a little bit, hops up on the bar stool, and the bartender says, you're a string, right? And he says, I'm afraid not. The parts of the body were coming together one day and saying, listen, we really need to keep this guy alive. So the brain says, I'm the most important part of the body because I keep everything running. And then the heart says, well, you know, I pump all the blood, and I pump all day long. So without me, this person would die. And then the buttock said,
oh, well, no, careful. I know this one. Careful.
The buttock says, and the heart and the brain says, shut your mouth. And the man died.
All right. Well played with the anal humor. You got away with it, and there's nothing that anybody could find FCC actionable in that. It was very sanitized.
I said buttocks.
Oh, I know you said buttocks, and you could have said something else. But yeah, no pun intended. I love the string joke. I don't know. I mean, and I'm trying to figure out why so many jokes start off with somebody or something walks into a bar, like the grasshopper walks into the bar and the bartender says, we have a drink named after you. And the grasshopper says, Steve. Yeah. I mean, it's just stupid jokes, but they're funny. I don't know. Thank you kindly. Yes.
They must be all Irish. They must be all Irish based because there's something with walking into a bar.
Well, that could be a stereotype, which I don't want to get into to Friday. I mean, come on, this is Buffalo. Bars know no ethnicity whatsoever. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. That was a lot of fun, actually. I like to whip that out every 4 or 5 months or so, and it just seemed like today was a good day for it. So anyway, remember, your clocks go back an hour Saturday night into Sunday morning. Otherwise, you're going to wonder what's going on with everybody else's schedule. And if you're Canadian, everybody else's schedule.